some music from Peter Tosh here on Off the Hook. And we need to see those phone lines light up. It's 12:48, and we need to raise another $50 before the hour. That's right, 279-3400. There aren't many places where you can hear people like Bill Squier speak his mind and tell you just exactly what it was he was up to with the Bard scandal. We've got a lot more coming your way. We've got a consumer expose on the phone companies. That'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. We've got Steve Jackson of Steve Jackson Games, who has been kind enough to talk to us about his exploits. He's suing the Secret Service for the raids of 1990. And we have a whole lot of other educational bits, but we do need to see those phones ring, because that's the only thing that can ensure our survival in the future, is to hear from our listeners. 212-279-3400. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Everybody that calls and pledges will receive a free copy of 2600 Magazine as a personal way of saying thank you. We want to thank Ted Gandolfo, JFK researcher, who is going to donate 77-inch reels of tape. That's right, 70 of them. And he's already given us $200 matching funds, and we'll give another one next week. So that's great. We need more people like that to help us out. Every little bit counts. We've got no phone lines lit. No phone lines lit. I know if we were asking for phone calls, they'd all be lit. Think of the number of times that we have had listener feedback. We're going to have lots of that later on tonight. We're on for 6 hours until 6 in the morning, but we need to have those lines, at least two calls come in the next couple of minutes. 212-279-3400. We have volunteers standing by in the tally room. We've got, for a pledge of $65, your choice of one of the following: a WBAI t-shirt, a BAI tote bag. Just imagine the conversations you can start up at the supermarket checkout line with one of those. The WBAI baseball cap. That's right, a WBAI baseball cap. I never thought I'd see the day when we'd have one of these. We've got cassettes for a $75 pledge, a three-cassette package, Media, Censorship, and the First Amendment, things that certainly apply to all of us. But we've got to hear from the people out there to let us know that this kind of programming is valued. Now, what you are going to hear in the next few minutes is something that I guarantee you have not heard anywhere else before, but it's something that will shatter your faith in the long-distance phone company system. Now, we've talked about divestiture. We've talked about the breakup of the Bell system. We've talked about the effects of that on the individual consumers. But we've explored this so many times, and we've had hands-on experience, and there are no other places that do that. I mean, we all watch TV occasionally. We see the roving reporters who pretend to be on the side of the consumers, but they really don't know what it is they're talking about, and this comes from first-hand knowledge. They don't know what's going on. Now, we know what's going on because we play with things live on the air. We show you what's happening. We explain what it all means. Now, that kind of thing does not come cheap. You know, we have to pay the bills here. We've got to keep our transmitter going, and all the other myriad things that that come up in the day-to-day operations of a 50,000-watt radio station in the middle of New York City. WBAI is supported by its listeners. And right now, that means you, okay? Our goal is $300,000. We're pretty far away from that, and we're also pretty far away from our goals for this show. And I must say, that's kind of disturbing. Let's see two calls come in. Two calls come in, and that'll make me happy for at least the next hour. You know, so if you're sitting around, make that call now. We take Visa, we take MasterCard, and the important thing is not so much what we take, it's what we give. And we give you the opportunity to be heard, we give you the opportunity to learn, and we give the whole tri-state area a voice that would not be there were it not for this radio station. 212-279-3400. Please make that call. Are we on the air? Is the station off the air? I don't see any response. I mean, there's got to be something something wrong with the mechanism here. 212-279-3400. Be that caller. Pledge what you can afford. But everybody that pledges something will receive a free copy of the Hacker Quarterly and possibly one of the many other things that we're offering for various pledge amounts. The Tally Room people will be more than happy to help you out there. They're WBAI listeners that have come in, volunteered their time. We also need people to volunteer time, so do that. Please come in and do whatever you can. Make a donation of whatever you can. 212-279-3400. We need two more calls in the next 7 minutes. Okay, 212-279-3400. Now what we're going to hear after the next musical bit is a piece where the phone companies are revealed for what they really are. That's right. A lot of people would not want you to hear this. I am sure a lot of people in various big industry buildings right now are getting rather nervous because we don't know, they don't know, if we're going to squash them over the airwaves by revealing their practices. Yeah, we're going to do something. We're going to do something that's going to outrage a few people. Oh, the hotline is ringing. Well, that means that something is up. So, 212-279-3400. Please show your support. We need to know you're out there. We need to know that there are people out there appreciating what we are doing today. Okay? Let's take some calls. Let's take some calls, some listener calls, on our special line, okay, for listener feedback. That's 212-279-3407, all right? That's to hear from you, to hear from the listeners, to see what's on your minds. Now, since we can't take calls on our regular lines because we're taking pledges on that line, we have to give out a different number. So that's 212-279-3407. And for those of you making pledges, it's 212-279-3400. Aha! Aha! I caught you. I knew it. Those lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. As soon as I ask for calls to go on the air, people call in immediately. But if I ask for a little bit of support, a little bit of giving something back, the lines are dead. There's nothing. Folks, you made me resort to something I never wanted to do. I never wanted to have to get our listeners to make fools of themselves by calling the number and winking lights in front of me and proving to me that you're only interested in one thing, and that's speaking your mind. Okay, well, folks, you know, we're all interested in that. We're all interested in standing up and saying something. But that's not something that that is free. I'm sorry, it just is not. I wish that it were. We all wish that it were. But we have to keep this station going. You, me, everybody. Everybody that cares about it. Now, okay, I know now we're on the air. I know now that my voice is going out and people are listening. That's good. Okay? What's bad is the fact that all these people are on the wrong side of the switchboard. Please, we're going to take calls later. We will. I'm sorry for having to demonstrate that on the air there. We are going to take phone calls, and we're going to squeeze everybody in sometime within the next hour. But we do need to make those numbers go up a little more. It's a good thing. You know, it's not something negative. Don't think of it as a negative thing, as people taking money from you. That's not what we want to be thought of as. BAI is a part of a lot of people's lives, and most of us don't get paid here. I certainly don't get paid for what I do here, and I guess that's a good thing. We want to be able to be here for you in the future. We want to be able to bring you the programming that you want to hear. We listen to you. We listen to what you say to us, and we give back whatever we can give back. BAI is a world-famous radio station. When I was over in Amsterdam, wandering around, not paying for my train rides, people over there knew about WBAI. In fact, when I was in Berlin, I found a book in a bookstore about WBAI written in German. You know, it's a world-famous radio station. But we got there through people like you. Through people like you that cared enough to call in and say, yeah, here's my show of support. I mean, it really does make a difference. This is not like watching Dr. Gene Scott on TV, where he makes something like $10 million a night just by saying call in and nobody knows what he's even talking about. No, that's not what we're all about here. We're a station where every individual person counts. Every individual person means something. You know, one $25 pledge gets us closer. A $50 pledge gets us even closer than that. You know? And before you know it, it's in the hundreds, and then the thousands, and then the tens of thousands. It happens, but it only happens through people like you. We don't have corporate sponsorships. We don't have huge grants coming our way. We don't sell commercials. You may have noticed that. We don't have commercials. Oh, it's not because we can't get sponsors. Of course we could. We've got a 50,000-watt radio station smack in the middle of the FM dial in New York City. But we don't want to put commercials on because the moment we did that, imagine what we're about to do right now with the phone companies, okay? We've got this thing all queued up, ready to go, okay? Now, all it takes is one phone company to be one of our major sponsors. Imagine that. Do you think they would continue to be a major sponsor if we played what we're about to play? Of course not. They would threaten to pull all of their advertisements. And then that would put us in a bit of a bind, because then we'd have to say, well, what's more important? Is it more important to have this Emmanuel Goldstein character come in here and play his little expose on the phone companies? Or is it more important for us to get hundreds of thousands of dollars from these big corporations? I don't think there are many stations that would opt for me over the phone companies. But WBAI is one of them, because WBAI refuses to have commercials. We will never have commercials as long as this radio station is in any similar light as it is now. We will not do that. It goes contrary to everything that we stand for. So, how do we raise the money without commercials? You folks, you are our sponsors. And that's why we need you to call. 212-279-3400. I want to thank the people that have called in. And please, we know it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be here for another 5 hours. We've got all kinds of neat things planned. We really do. And we're going to take those phone calls. I do apologize to those people that called in before and, you know, to my little tirade there, but it had to be said. It just had to be said. 212-279-3400. I hope we made our goal, because I did see some calls come in there. And it sure would be nice. It would make me feel great to know that there are people out there that care. All right, we're going to play a musical bit here from the specials. And then, folks, get ready. You might want to make some phone calls beforehand. We've got about 3 minutes here before we start. We're going to do an expose on long-distance phone companies and how they interrelate. Remember that number, 212-279-3400.
Seven Sean, you can hear the youth and say, take warning. It's up to you what you really want to do. For you were standing on the corner giving trouble. When the policeman comes, he says you'll have to move on the double. Yeah. So stepping up to speed with my little hooker.
Winner of an award, which we're not quite certain we've won yet, so we're not going to mention it. It's Confuse the Operator, where we reach out and grab some poor soul and try to make them wish they had never been born. It's all in good fun. Let me preface this by explaining something to our listeners. When the phone company broke up back in 1984, basically you were left with your local phone company, which in our case is called New York Telephone, okay? New York Telephone is our local phone company. When you pick up the phone, they're the ones that give you the dial tone. And then you have your long-distance companies, and among the long-distance companies are AT&T, Sprint, and MCI. Okay, those are three long-distance companies. Now, the whole term of the breakup was that there is no connection and everybody is equal. In other words, AT&T, MCI, and Sprint are all equal now, and there is no connection between AT&T, Sprint, MCI, or your local phone company, New York Telephone. No connection whatsoever. So, let's reach out and touch a New York Telephone operator and ask her what the story is here. Sometimes it takes them a while.
New York Telephone. One moment, please.
They have to play that now. It's a law.
Operator?
Yes, hello. I was wondering if you can connect me to an MCI operator.
I don't know the number. Let me connect the information.
Yeah, telephone line. May I help you?
This is information, isn't it?
Yes.
And I suppose there's a charge for this call. That was a very nasty thing to do for that operator to connect me to you, isn't it? Oh, well.
What is it you wanted?
Well, I wanted to be connected to an MCI operator, and the local operator connected me to information. And I know there's a charge for information, so now I'm going to have to pay 45 cents for this call, and I won't even get an MCI operator, will I?
Now, hold it. Why should it that? Because I have to give it a number for the MCI operator.
Okay, what's the number for the MCI operator?
Hold on a second.
This ought to be good.
And that's the number you don't have to pay. It's the 800 number.
An 800 number, okay.
444-3333.
444
3333.
Three, three.
Right.
Okay.
They have one first.
All right. And that's 800 call.
Right.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Good night. Now, what she didn't mention, of course, was that that was local information. I could have called 800 information and gotten an 800 number and not paid anything. But that's not how they do things in the phone company, is it? Okay. So, that's what happens when we try asking for an MCI operator. from our local New York telephone operator. Okay, makes sense. There's no connection. They shouldn't be able to connect us to a long-distance operator, right? Of course not. Doesn't make sense. Let's see if they connect us to a Sprint operator. Here's a stupid recording again.
New York telephone. One moment, please.
Miss Fly, can I help you?
Yes, hi, operator. I was wondering if you could connect me to a U.S. Sprint operator.
What is the number?
I'm trying to reach U.S. Sprint.
Do they have a toll-free number?
I don't know what... Just an operator. You know, a long-distance operator.
Are you calling? Long distance?
Yeah, I'm trying to get long distance.
I'm not a place.
One moment for an operator who can assist you. Thank you.
Now, she's connecting me to long distance. I asked for Sprint. I wonder if I'll get Sprint.
AT&T.
Oh, this is AT&T?
Yes.
That's funny, because I asked my local operator to connect me to Sprint.
Oh, okay. You want to try it again?
Well, can you connect me to Sprint?
No, sir.
Can you tell me how to call Sprint?
We have no idea how to call each other carrier.
You don't know how to call them?
We don't know how to call Sprint or MCI.
So I guess you use AT&T too, then.
Well, of course.
All right. Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Welcome.
Okay, well, then we know that AT&T... Okay, we got to start writing this down here. AT&T will not tell us how to reach Sprint. New York Telephone, when asked to connect us to Sprint, will connect us to AT&T. And New York Telephone, when asked to connect us to MCI, will connect us to information, which will then charge us. All right, there's still a couple other things we have to try here. We have to try calling our local operator and asking for AT&T. Maybe they'll connect us to MCI, okay? Maybe it's just a clerical blunder. Stupid recording time.
New York telephone. One moment, please.
Sure, no problem. I've got plenty of time to sit here and wait for the stupid
operator?
Recording. Yes, hello, operator. I was wondering if you could connect me to the AT&T operator.
Sure,
no problem. Oh,
one
wonderful.
Moment for an operator who can assist.
How
you.
Nice. You know,
thank you.
It's amazing to think that there's no connection between these companies anymore. Well, let's ask AT&T if they can connect us or tell us how to call MCI.
AT&T.
Hi, I was wondering if you could tell me how to call the MCI operator.
I have no idea, sir. I'm AT&T.
You're AT&T and you have no... Okay. All right, thanks anyway.
Hi, sir.
I happen to know... I've been holding out on you folks. I happen to know the number for the 8 MCI operator. That's not the number they gave us. That was like the business office. This will get us an actual operator. And we can ask the MCI operator if they know how to connect us or if they know how to tell us to dial AT&T. Let's see how fair this whole system is.
Thank you for calling MCI. This is Jan. How may I help you?
Hi. I was wondering if you could possibly tell me how to call an AT&T operator.
Yes, I can. It's 10288+0.
Okay, that's great. I was wondering, do you possibly know why AT&T never tells you how to call MCI, but MCI seems to always tell you how to call AT&T?
Because we're better people.
You know, I was toying with that idea. I think that might be it. Thanks very much.
You're just great guys.
Yeah, well, I think you're proving that here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling MCI.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
All right, let's try one more phone call here, and this will be to U.S. Sprint. All right? I also have the number for their operators. Let's see if they'll tell us how to call AT&T. I hope you're writing all this down too, folks, because it's confusing us as well as the operators, but we're certainly learning something here. Sobering thing. Oh, by the way, we're going to get a tone here first, and then it's going to turn into an operator. It's kind of a silly system, but that's the way they do it. Just waiting for the tone to go around is what we're doing. Here we go.
Sprint long distance, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you could possibly tell me how to connect to an AT&T operator.
Okay, sir. For the phone you're using... You dialed the 1-800 number to reach Sprint, correct?
I dialed the 1-800 number, yes, but I just wanted to know if it was possible for me to dial an AT&T operator and how to do that.
Well, okay, not knowing what you're dialing from, normally you could either dial 00 depending on who your phone's pre-subscribed to.
Uh-huh.
If you had to dial a 1-800 number to reach me, you may have Sprint on your line. I mean, you may have AT&T, excuse me, in which case you could dial 00. If not, you could dial their access code, sir, and I could give that to you.
Okay, what's that?
It's 102-880.
Okay, 102-880 will get me AT&T. I'd like to ask you something. I'll have you on the line.
Yes, sir.
How come when I ask AT&T the same question with regards to Sprint, they never tell you how to get a hold of Sprint, but Sprint almost always tells you how to get a hold of AT&T. Is there a reason for that?
Well, we're just trained to provide whatever information the customer asks.
I see. Well, I'm glad you are. Thanks very much.
And thank you for using Sprint, sir.
Okay.
You have a good day.
You too. What nice people. And folks, hopefully you'll think twice now when you stand up on your soapbox and say AT&T has been around for centuries, and they're the better long-distance company. Well, look at what they're doing here. They're refusing to tell you how to get a hold of their competition. And they're still in bed with a local phone company, New York Telephone. New York Telephone connects you to AT&T. They don't connect you to Sprint. They don't connect you to MCI. I rest my case. That's all for Confuse the Operator today. Confuse the Consumer is more like it. But the best consumer is an outraged consumer. And keep that in mind.
Had enough? Well, give us a call, 212-279-3400. Show your support for WBAI radio at its most controversial.
You better find another.
Well, it may not be the end of the world, but you know, when they try to put it to you by fooling you, by saying things that are not true, it could be the end of an intelligent choice. Let's put it that way. I hope hope a lot of folks learn something by what you just heard. Not the Who. The Who are great. I mean, yeah, you can learn a lot from them, especially how to express your anger. But I'm referring to the phone companies and how equal access is not as equal as it might seem, and how it's actually just more confusing for all of you. And that's a tragedy. Okay, we want to encourage people to call us up and help keep this radio station going. Help us keep bits like that coming your way, because I have every intention of devoting every hour of my waking day to finding things like that and to sharing them with you. But in order for there to be a place for me to do this, a place where we don't have to worry about AT&T pulling all of its spots, because imagine that. I mean, I could not go on the talk radio station, whatever that might be this week. I could not do that. No way. They would not stand for it, because AT&T would get very angry. And not only would they pull their spots, they may pull their phones. Who knows? We don't have concerns like that here, but we do have other concerns, and they're a bit more pressing. We need to stay afloat, and you can help us do that. 212-279-3400. And every pledge that comes in, we'll get a free copy of 2600, the Hacker Quarterly, sent to wherever it is you want us to send it. And you'll learn quite a bit from that publication. It's been coming out now since 1984, and has been enlightening people and enraging people, left and right. A magazine with no enemies has no friends. That's sort of what we like to say. Why is someone holding a can of kidney beans up on the monitor there? It's, I'm trying to figure out what red kidney beans. What kind of a message could that be conveying? Not quite certain. Okay, well, progress is something that we definitely want. 212-279-3400, area code 212. Please give us a call and show your support for the radio station. Now, we're going to take some phone calls. Some over-the-air phone calls, and this is not a trick, folks, not like last time. 212-279-3407 for that, and we'll be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. Let's give you a rundown of some of the things that you can get. Boy, those calls sure come in fast. I don't mean to say it again, but those calls really come in fast when I get that number out. I just wish I could see, you know, all the lines light up on the pledge line. That would make me feel so good. But I guess there's only so much you can hope for in this life. If, though, you are feeling generous, or if you can spare some change, if you can use your Visa or MasterCard, do give a call to 279-3400, because every call counts. And that's not false sincerity there. That is the truth. That is the real truth. Every person counts, unlike those evangelistical places that you might hear asking for money constantly every day. We only do this three times a year, and it's kept us going this far. Please help us keep going into the future. We don't want to end up like New York City. We don't want to be crumbling and falling apart and cutting things that don't deserve to be cut. No, we don't want that to happen. Imagine if that did happen. It would be awful. It would be absolutely horrible. So help us stay afloat. 212-279-3400 for a pledge of $150. You can become part of the Learning Alliance for the fall semester. You can take any course from October to January. The fall semester runs from October to January, and they range in topics from ecology, feminism, various community subject matters, humor, that kind of thing. And that's for a pledge of $150. Become a part of the Learning Alliance. For a pledge of $500, sounds like a lot of money. I guess it is a lot of money, but if you can afford $500, you can get something that's worth much more than $500. Much more. That's a one-year unlimited admission for two people to the New Community Cinema of Huntington, Long Island. That's right. So if you're out there on Long Island and you like seeing films, you like seeing films a lot, and you know someone else that likes seeing films a lot, you can go every day. You can go more than once a day. You can go in and go back out and come back in again. You can do anything. It's an unlimited admission. Unlimited. For an entire year. And that's worth much more than $500. 212-279-3400. Show your support for the radio station. Get your free copy of 2600 as well. And help us remain where we are at 99.5 FM. And help us remain non-commercial. Help us remain 50,000 watts. Help us remain on the Empire State Building. All these things take money. All right. We have some readings to share with you, and we'll be going to the phones in just a moment. A couple more things from the Risks Digest. Found on the internet. Boy, that record is scratchy, isn't it? Whew. Your pledge dollars helped us get a CD player. Unfortunately, we don't have this on CD, but just think where we'd be if we didn't have those pledges of the past. Well, help us for the future. 212-279-3400. And this piece comes from Eindhoven in Holland. And it concerns the whole topic of hacking, computer hacking, and the Dutch interpretation. And the controversy that's been flying around over the ocean and through the networks as to how the Dutch interpretation of what is right and what is wrong is going to affect us here in the United States, and whether our interpretation is going to conflict violently with their interpretation. This posting comes from Herman Waltring of Eindhoven. In essence, most postings on this particular newsletter, the Risks Digest, make generalizations and comparisons which are typical of civil law. Comparisons abound of physical trespassing or breaking and entering with unauthorized access to insufficiently secure information systems, no passwords, known system passwords, or simplistic passwords. At this time, various countries, including mine, have not decided yet to what extent computer trespassing should be declared a criminal offense. Therefore, the choice is not, in the words of this person who had written from the UK, the law has to take a stance. It can protect the interests of legitimate users by making unauthorized access illegal, or it can protect unauthorized users by making it legal. It's not that, but to decide whether the latter should be declared a criminal offense, since it is currently not. While it may be unlawful under civil law, depending on the party's arguments, in front of a rather passive judge. I like what I'm seeing. The decision involves policy matters of a wider scope than just the alleged criminality of the behavior in question. Is it opportune to widen the scope of so-called criminal acts? To what extent is civil law capable of handling these problems? Is hacking by external intruders really so serious as suggested in the press? What about internal theft within institutions and organizations? Is this much more serious? Should society as a whole, because of the taxpayers' funding of the public prosecutor's office, bear the burden? Some private interest or public institutions who are too lazy to guard their own doorstep? These are some of the questions posed or implied in the preliminary comments from the Standing Committee on the Judiciary in the Dutch House of Representatives. I may have been slightly obscure in my Dagobert Duck example. DD is certainly liable in civil law for soliciting criminal behavior. In all likelihood, his insurance will not pay his damages. And I should think that too blatantly flaunting one's richness might even be sufficiently antisocial to qualify as criminal, the kind of behavior that causes revolutions. The example of the lady who enters a single bar is inappropriate. It is a public place for which different rules exist. Unless behavior should be interpreted as turning vaults into such a public place. But even in a public place, you may have to pay for services rendered or products provided. I submit that criminal law is not the equivalent of John Wayne riding into your village and protecting your peaceful and law-abiding community from the nasty crowd that has been invading you from Mexico or Holland. Don't cry for a strong man who will wipe out your troubles with a six-gun, but make sure that you take appropriate measures to guard your own doorstep. However, do so with commensurate means rather than by soliciting crime through overkill. There are too many guns on the street already. If you succeed in convincing your legislators that computer trespassing is tantamount to hijacking a plane, fine. But do realize the consequences when somebody, quite by mistake, lands up in the wrong account or tries to find back his own accidentally deleted data. I believe that computer users deserve adequate protection under the law, not that unauthorized users deserve more protection than authorized users. At present, authorization exists by default under some countries' criminal law, and the question is simply to what extent this authorization should be withdrawn. The problem reminds me of the current struggle on software copyright. A new right is about to be born, namely the exclusion of fair dealing under British copyright law, which has entitled you up to now to study and review a software package and object code by decompiling or disassembling it in order to find out about its functional properties. Whether this information is to be used for publishing a critical review in a journal or for making a competing and hopefully better software package. The European communities are in the process of accepting a directive on software protection in which such activities are declared illegal as regards the central core of a software package. Interface aspects may be analyzed confidentially, and software maintenance may be performed by or on behalf of legitimate users. While the proposed directive claims that the central ideas, etc., will remain free and unprotected, and quite appropriately so under the copyright doctrine, you may not obtain those ideas from the package unless you are licensed to do so. The proposed directive curtails former fair use, fair dealing rights substantially. For example, how could Shakespeare lawfully determine under such a system whether indeed his way of making thunder had been stolen? In other words, can patent infringement be legitimately assessed under this new protection scheme, or do we need Anton Piller orders for that? If so, how do we collect the evidence to convince the judge that such an order is appropriate? I am not saying that hacking is fair, but I do claim that the criminalizing responses on this forum are incompatible with the extent of its unfairness. Alas, there are no simple solutions, and that's why my reply has become so lengthy. That came from Herman Waltring in Eindhoven in the Netherlands, on the Risks Digest, which was distributed over the internet.